Simen Kuf Chaf Halacha Vav. The Meisvira during the Svira, Meisa Talmid Rabbi Akiva Belab Gimel Yaim. The Talmid of Rabbi Akiva died in a 33-day period. Therefore, during these days, we are noik sas avelas, some laws of avelas. Shein noisim nashim, we don't get married. We have a stop and we don't take haircuts. There are varying customs. With regard to counting these 33 days. One custom, there are places where the custom is to reckon them yom aleph the sira from the first day of sira, and therefore weddings and haircuts are forbidden until lag ba'omer. Everyone rosh chodesh coincides with Shabbos, yesh by shtei kedushas, which now has two kedushas. Kedusha Shabbos, Kedusha Rosh Chodesh, the Kedusha of Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. As Matirim, then, because of these two Kedushas, it's Mutter Lisa to marry, and the stop of Erev Shabbos as well to get a haircut on Erev Shabbos. And from then on, Matirim, it's Mutter to wed or to take a haircut. Because on the day of Lag B'Omer, the Talmidim of Akiva stopped dying. Therefore, we have somewhat of an additional joy on Lag B'Omer. We don't say Tachnun, even though on that day as well some of the students did die. We apply the rule of portion of days like the entire day. Therefore, one should not take a haircut, or at least or get married, until after daybreak. Not on the previous evening. However, when Lag B'Omer falls out on Sunday, you can take a haircut on the previous Friday, L'Chorot Shabbos, in the honor of Shabbos. Halacha Zayin, a second minig, Yesh Mekamish Shematirim, Ad Rosh Chodesh Iyar. Some places the minig is to permit haircuts and weddings on the first part of Svira until Rosh Chodesh Iyar. V'ad Bechal, and Rosh Chodesh is included. Shem Shish Atzer Yom, which will be 16 total days. And the remainder 33 days of Svira would be Aser. Ad Chag Hashuas until Shavuos. Mustaprim Be'erev Chag, but they, those who follow this minhag, take haircuts on the fifth day of Sivan, which is the Erev Shavuos. Nevertheless, unlike Ma'amar itself, my team there have a heter to make a haircut and get married. When Lag B'Omer falls out on Sunday, Matirim Erev Shabbos, also a Matar and Erev Shabbos, come on in the spiral L, like I explained before. A third minig. There are places where they permit haircuts and weddings from Pesach until Rosh Chodesh Iyar, but lo Yabacha, and not including Rosh Chodesh itself. And on the first day of Rosh Chodesh, which is the 30th of Nisan, the Iser starts. According to this minhag, the first day of Hagbalah, which would be the third day of Sivan, which is the 47th day of the Omer, is the 33rd day of the Isser period. On that day we say Mixas Yam Kukuloi, and they matter getting married and taking haircut on the third day, from the third to the fifth day of Sivan. They're also permitted on Lag B'Omer. Like I explained before, even every community should adhere to one minig. Well, some people do it this way, and some people do it the other way. The sandak, the one who holds the tinnik during the mila, and the father of the ben, can take a haircut on the day before the mila. Close to evening before going to shul. However, only these individuals are permitted to take haircuts before the bris milah, not the assembled guests. If the bris milah is to take place on Shabbos, they can take a haircut on Friday morning for the bris.